Listen now to the Word of God from the book of Genesis. In the evening, two angels reached Sodom. Lot was sitting at the gateway of Sodom, and when Lot saw them, he rose and welcomed them, bowing his face to the ground and saying, "Pray step aside, sirs, into the house of your servant, to pass the night and wash your feet. You can rise early and go on your way." "No," they said, "we will stay in the open square all night." However, as he pressed them, they turned with him and entered his house, where he made a feast for them, baking unleavened bread, of which they ate. They had not lain down to rest before the townsmen, the inhabitants of Sodom, beset the house, young and old from every quarter, shouting to Lot, "Where are the men who came to visit you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may rape them." Lot went out to them and shut the door behind him. "Pray, friends," he said, "be not so wicked. See, I have two daughters, virgins. Let me bring them out, and you can do as you please with them. But pray, let these men alone. They have sheltered under my roof." "Out of the way," said the crowd. "The fellow settled among us as a stranger, and he would lay down the law for us. We'll treat you worse than them." So they mobbed Lot and were on the point of breaking into the house, when the men put out their hands and pulled Lot inside and closed the door. Then they plagued the townsfolk at the door with blindness, young and old alike, until they tired themselves out with groping for the door. The men said to Lot, "If you have anyone else in this place, sons-in-law, daughters, anyone belonging to you in the town, get them away, for we intend to sweep this place to ruin. The outcry of it has become loud before the Eternal, and the Eternal has sent us to sweep it away." So Lot went out and told his sons-in-law, the men who were to marry his daughters, "Up and away," he said, "for the Eternal is about to sweep the town to ruin." However, his sons-in-law thought that he was merely jesting. When dawn appeared, the angels urged Lot, "Be off with your wife and daughters who are beside you," they urged, "lest you are swept away when the town is punished." He hesitated, but the men seized him and his wife and his two daughters by the hand. Thanks to the Eternal's pity for him, they got him away and left him outside the town. When they had got the party outside, one of them said to him, "Now, fly for your life. Never look behind you. Stay nowhere on the basin of the plain, but fly to the hills, lest you are swept away." "Oh, no, sir," said Lot. "Now that your servant has found favor with you, and you have shown me great mercy in saving my life, since I cannot make my escape to yonder hills for fear that the disaster overtakes me and kills me, pray now, yonder town is near enough for my flight. It is small. Oh, let me escape to it. Is it not small? And so preserve my life?" He replied, "I grant this request of yours also. I will not sweep away the town of which you speak. Make haste and escape to it, for I can do nothing until you reach it." Hence the name of the town was called Zoar, or Small. The sun had risen on the earth when Lot reached Zoar, and the Eternal rained sulfur and fire from heaven on Sodom and Gomorrah, sweeping away these towns and all the Jordan basin, with all the inhabitants of the town and whatever grew on the ground. But Lot's wife looked back and became a pillar of salt. In the morning, when Abraham rose and went to the spot where he had stood before the Eternal, he looked in the direction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and there was steam rising from the land like vapor from a furnace. So it was that when God destroyed the towns of the Jordan basin, God remembered Abraham and sent Lot away from the overthrow of the towns in one of which Lot resided. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Genesis.